Betty? She nods, but keeps her head averted. What have you seen? What happens in there? She says nothing. Her neck moves ever so slightly as she swallows again. Betty? But she won't look at me. Betty? She just says, "Let's get you back then," the way a mum might say it. Back in the room, it is still too bright and too white, and the paper man gets out a box with a big red cross on the front.
"Right, Miss McCarthy, just sit up on the bed for me."
Betty clicks off the handcuffs with a metallic pop, and then ebbs quietly from the room like the tide going out imperceptibly. The bed is hard and covered in tissue paper that rips slightly when I put my hand on it to push myself up. The white of the room is too much, and it's making me dizzy. My heartbeat rushes at me like it's running downhill. I can't breathe, and I can't swallow. The man is arranging implements on the other side of the room. I can't see what they are. I get off the bed, tearing the tissue paper a bit more and wobbling, nearly falling, because the floor is sooner than I thought. He turns around and says,
"Get back on the bed."
And he has a knife in his hand. When I blink, it stings, because there are tears waiting to be born. Suddenly the man appears at the side of the bed, near my head, with a tube, and says,
"Time to breathe in, Miss McCarthy. Just put your lips here and take a nice deep breath for me."
I shut my eyes, and the world evaporates.